And as we've been discussing, the government we know has been negotiating changes to the family tax benefits with the Senate crossbench, including independent senator from Queensland, Glenn Lazarus. Glenn Lazarus, welcome back to Breakfast.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
There are winners and losers in the package that the government put up to make changes to the family tax benefits to pay for childcare. Has the government compromised enough to get your vote?
Well, what I'm really pleased about is the fact that they are compromising. I think Malcolm Turnbull, the attitude was that there wasn't any compromise, and that's really encouraging. I feel very much that we're asking people that can at least afford it to obviously shoulder a lot of the burden when it comes to trying to supposedly fix the debt and deficit that we're in. But I'm really encouraged by the fact that they're willing to listen and obviously negotiate and hopefully at the end of the day we can all come to an agreement.
Are you there yet? Have they done enough in the changes, which we'll go through one or two of them in a moment, to get your vote?
I'm still considering it, Fran, I got to say. I just want to be very clear that and make sure that the people that can least afford this aren't too harshly done by, I guess.
What's your hesitation? Pass. Where does your hesitation remain?
I worry about through negotiating with, not negotiating, but talking with, focus groups, interest groups, and of course, people that are actually living in the situation that's going to affect. Single parent families, I think are going to be a little harshly done by. They're not going to be able to, receive as much as what they are now. Mm. Changing the age. The thing about that is that children don't become less expensive to rare. Or rear when they get a bit older. In fact,
they become more expensive.
That's exactly right. So whilst I think that's a compromise, they've come back from 16 to 12. I'm not so sure. So I'm really busy at the moment, Fran. I've got to say, there's a lot of stuff happening, and I'll obviously consider this further in due course.
There's a lot of stuff happening. This is a significant compromise. We presume it's going ahead today. A lot of stuff happening because we've got a change of Prime Minister, the Turnbull government. Are you finding them what? More pragmatic, less ideological? What is the difference?
Well, there's certainly a change in attitude. There's obviously a change in Prime Minister, and there's also been a change in attitude. I think one of the things that's very encouraging, not only for me, my crossbench colleagues, but Australians, is that they're prepared to compromise. As I've said, the Tony Abbott-led government were fairly, they weren't prepared to negotiate, they weren't prepared to compromise in any way. What they laid on the table was pretty much what they wanted to get through, and unfortunately for everybody concerned, a lot of the legislation didn't get through.
Compromise is one word; horse trade is another. Is this government more prepared to do deals with crossbenchers like yourself? Did you have something on the table you wanted in return for your support for these changes?
Certainly not these changes. When this piece of legislation first came about, I was pretty much not sold on the idea. So. There wasn't much point in me trying to negotiate. But now that they obviously appear to be more flexible in that area, well, that might be an opportunity to maybe kick some goals for the great state of Queensland.
Do you have something in mind?
Well, obviously, there's a couple of really big issues here in Queensland. Water's one issue, the drought, of course, and we really need some infrastructure, projects given the tick to go ahead. So that'll be the sort of things I'll be talking about.
And are you talking, I know these changes were largely negotiated with Scott Morrison, that's what the Finance Minister just told us too. Have you had talks directly with Malcolm Turnbull?
In regards to?
To these changes, or more broadly, is his door open to the crossbenchers?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm heading down to Canberra today. We did have a scheduled meeting today, but that's going to happen tomorrow morning due to the junior hockey situation. And that was just a matter of a phone call. He returned my call fairly straight away, and and here we are. So, you know, I'm very encouraged by that, Fran. I just think if the relationships are better, well, you know, things have got to work out better, surely.
Glenn Lazarus, before I let you go, can I just ask you another key measure still stuck from this year's budget, though, the changes to paid parental leave that the government sort of sprang on us when they suddenly said we're going to put an end to what they call double dipping. The government wants to save about $1 billion a year by denying the government's taxpayer-funded scheme to about 80,000 new parents who already have an employer scheme. Where are the negotiations up to on that, and are you prepared to back that, or are there changes afoot there?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to anyone about paid parental leave in the short term. Obviously, there's been other things that they've focused on. But look, I don't see it as double dipping. One of the things that comes up constantly when I talk to people about paid parental leave is the length of time that new mums are able to spend with their newborns, and it's a really, really important area. And I think that whilst the government supplies 18 weeks of maternity leave, I think if an employee is able to negotiate a further length of time, I think for them to stay home with their newborns, I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think it's very important that new mums spend as much time with their newborns as possible, and I don't see it as double dipping.
Glenn Lazarus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Independent Queensland Senator Glenn Lazarus joining us.